containers in the building.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, time for top five, bottom five, the best and the worst after 6 weeks of the NFL. We usually do the top five first, so that's where we're going to go. And I said this last week. I said this the week before that. I said this the week before that. My goodness, there's so many good teams right now. And you kind of expect that. We're still very early into the season. But my goodness, there are teams I left off where I'm just like, I have to find a way to put them in. But I don't want to do a 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B. I had to pick five. So this is the five I got. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, number five. So I put the Baltimore Ravens. What a win against the Chargers. My God. Here's the deal. The Chargers can't stop the run. And so the Ravens just went, you know, it's kind of what we do best. And they ran the ball. Lamar Jackson only 167 yards passing on the day, two interceptions, but they ran the ball and ran it well in a 34-6 win. But the week before that, they threw the ball and threw it a lot in their victory. So the Ravens look really sharp to me. They are number five on my list.
Yeah, that one really hurt, by the way.
I know.
I think part of the reason why I came down with something Sunday.
Yeah, maybe that's
true. Because it was just a bad sports day for me. You know, Chargers lose, Dodgers lose. I'm like, you know what? Monday is not happening for me.
And by the way, I was saying Monday, Le'Veon Bell, Devontae Freeman, Latavius Murray, they all scored. It's like, hey, if you at one time ran the football, come over here.
Exactly.
We'll have you. Well, we could use you.
Did you have any success with an NFL team prior to this season?
Contact John Harbaugh today. You could be the next Baltimore starting running back.
It was amazing. I didn't even know Le'Veon Bell was on that team until he scored.
Neither. Like, I did not either.
Thanks.
Until he scored.
Thanks, Ravens.
I was like, wow.
Number five
for
me.
That guy back into our lives.
Number five for me. I didn't have him in my top five last week, so I decided to put them in my top five this week, and that's the Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah.
You know, you can't deny it anymore. What, they're 5-1 rolling through. It's been pretty impressive. The running game has figured it out. A lot of teams always talk about wanting to have a two-headed monster. You know, we haven't really seen a really successful two-headed monster since Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen. I'm trying to think of more recent two-headed monster at running back where you can give the ball to either one and it was just going to be lights out all day. I think we might have it in the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard, yeah.
Exactly. Just,
and Dak Prescott throws the ball really well.
And he throws the ball really well.
They're hitting you on offense and defense.
I mean, on
passing and rushing.
This team looks legit and maybe might give, Jerry Jones, what is it, 30 years?
96.
So not at least 25.
Right.
Might give him a first title since 25 years ago, which is a huge drought for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I have Dallas at four, so let's keep this thought going. Plus, Trevon Diggs has like seven interceptions this season. We've only played six games.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's a fun stat.
That is. That's like when a guy gets a home run in like his first Major League Baseball game, and they're like, he's on pace for 162.
Exactly.
Trevon Diggs is averaging over an interception a game. The NFL record, I think, is 14.
It's already halfway
in one
there.
Season, and he's already halfway there.
And why shouldn't we not see him go for it? I mean, unless quarterbacks completely stop throwing to his side. But, you know, I mean, that's how dynamic of a player he is.
Well, you know what's funny? I was reading an article that kind of breaks down, like, super stats. And they were talking about how Diggs, one of the things, you know, he'll get you the interception. But because he's so aggressive doing so, he gives up a lot of big plays. So it's like this kind of marriage between the two. But he came up with that pick six with Mac Jones late in the fourth quarter. That looked like that was going to be it, but then Jones came right back at him and threw the touchdown pass, and we went back and forth. That was a good win for Dallas, though, on the road against the Patriots team. That's no joke. I mean, the Patriots may be 2-4, but Belichick is going to draw a game plan against you.
Yeah, number four for me, this is where I have the Ravens.
Ravens, okay.
And it's simply because their win over the Chargers I felt was better quality than the Cowboys' win over the Patriots. I think the Chargers are a much better team. And so what I was really looking at was the fact, not so much what the Ravens did on offense against the Chargers, but what they did on defense to stop Justin Herbert in that offense.
Yep.
That was incredible. And I'm hoping, NFL teams everywhere, or the Ravens just in general, and the Chargers, and the NFL, burn that video immediately. Because I do not need other teams to watch that video and go, this is all we need to do to stop the Chargers?
Right, yeah.
I need that to be erased from existence. I need that to be part of the Mandela effect of saying, yeah, wasn't there a team that was able to stymie Justin Herbert? No, not anymore. Needs to be completely erased from our consciousness forever.
The big thing was they stopped them on third down over and over again. And
yeah.
Fourth down, too. So that was
they
a
just,
big...
I mean, they knew what... They just knew, and that's all I can say. They just knew what that Chargers offense was thinking before they did, and you know that was really made it a long day.
All right, now number three on my list. This is where I put the Buffalo Bills at 4-2. They're not a one loss team or an undefeated team, but they're in my top five, even though they lost last night. Okay, they went up against Derrick Henry. He's hard to stop. Every team that has gone up against the Titans, when he gets going, he's difficult to stop. But the Bills' offense did score 31 points. They did go for it on fourth and short, came up short, but still had an offense that was productive. Josh Allen threw for over 300 yards, three touchdowns. The defense, again, can't stop Derrick Henry, but did a pretty good job. Otherwise, they didn't really get to Tannehill, so it wasn't a huge day for them. But I still felt, even after that game, that they are the best team in the AFC. So that's why I put them at number three.
I'm with you. But at number three for me, I have the Rams here.
Rams, okay.
The Rams. I'm really, you know, yeah, I'm impressed with what's going on with them right now.
Really,
they're quickly becoming just a juggernaut of a team that at times is the conversation in the NFL, and at other times we kind of forget that they're even in the NFL. And I think that's a good position for them to be in because not a lot of people are – it feels like nobody's really paying attention to him right now. Matt Stafford, he was exactly what the Rams needed. His this connection he has with Cooper Kupp is dangerous.
They beat the Giants so badly as if they paid them for the privilege of playing them.
Yeah.
And we left town, and I hope you enjoy rebuilding your program. Some cash.
What it felt like on Sunday was that this was the tune-up game.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes.
You know, this was, that week 1, week 2 in college football where, you know, some school paid for the privilege and honor of being a nationally televised game just to get roll stomped on live TV. And that's exactly what happened with the Giants.
They totally, totally agree, completely. Two, this is where I put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Interesting couple of weeks for the Bucs. They had the big emotional game in New England. That, you know, really drew out the emotions for Tom Brady, who didn't particularly play well in that game, but it was understandable, but nevertheless pulled out a win. Then he threw 5 touchdowns in a rout against the Dolphins. Then it was a short week against the Eagles in Philadelphia. So it was 3 games in 12 days, and they won all 3. They are 5-1. Their only hiccup was to the Rams earlier this season, but Brady leads the league in passing. There are some things that doesn't feel like the same kind of team yet, but they still win. And long as Brady wins, they win, and they're 5-1, so they're my number 2 team in the league.
Yeah, funny enough, I left the Buccaneers off this list this
week. Wow, all right.
Nothing to do with them at all. It was just, I think I wanted to highlight the Cowboys. I wanted to talk about the Cowboys, Ravens, and Rams because I haven't yet.
Right.
But number 2 for me, this is where I had the Bills.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, 4-2. They lost a close one yesterday. Could have gone either way. Had they kicked the field goal, pushed it overtime, maybe they would have won. Who knows? Well, those are questions that we'll ask another time. But I still think that this is the team to beat in the AFC.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's Mahomes and the Chiefs anymore. They are not afraid of anybody. They just ran into a Titans team that really wanted to show up on the grand stage at home.
They did, and that's right. I mean, the game was at home. You know, game was on a road game. It was against a team that was not desperate, but certainly didn't want to fall to 3-3 on the season and a loss to a team that they wanted to be competitive with.
Right.
And Derrick Henry got going. There was opportunities for Derrick Henry to exploit some holes, and he did. That's what he does. So again, I'm with you as what I said about Buffalo. I don't think this loss takes anything away from me thinking that. Oh, it's fool's gold or there's a vulnerability there. Allen is still magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, we can talk about that 4th-and-1 at nauseam.
Oh, sure.
I don't think it was a bad call.
No, and again, if you rewatch it, Allen slips just a little bit, enough where quite get his footing. I think he would have gotten it if he did.
I can't remember the Titans defender name. Maybe he pushed him enough to get him off balance.
Jeff Simmons came in. Yeah. And really.
He was looking for it. I think everyone was looking for it. You saw the way the much. If the only thing I might have done is I might have audibled out of it. Or done a fake audible just to get them to break up. Because you saw their defense all crowd the middle.
Yeah, they were ready for that.
They knew it was coming. I think if Josh Allen had a do-over, he would be like, maybe I would have done a fake audible just to get them to break up. Or actually audible out of it. But, you know, hindsight's always 20/20.
All right, number one. I'm assuming you have the same number one as me. It's Arizona.
It's got to be.
6-0. They won against Cleveland without Cliff Kingsbury on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. And it was 37-14 for crying out loud.
It feels like we have to give them respect now.
Yep.
Because they've been beaten. It seems like they've been beating easy teams. But the Browns are a team everyone has pegged for the playoffs. And that is a playoff team that the Browns have. Cardinals just went in there and made quick work of them.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel fluky. It feels like it's legit. Kyler Murray threw 4 touchdowns. I know the Browns are a little beat up and Baker's dealing with a shoulder injury, but they got to him a number of times. They forced a number of turnovers. Like, this was a real win by a complete team. And you know what? You know who's winning out big time on this is J.J. Watt. He has found the right team. This could be a Super Bowl team.
It could be.
This could be. It's a little early. We'll see it down the stretch, but this could be a Super Bowl team. We'll see.
It's
very, very difficult division. And it's a very difficult conference, but you never know.
It definitely feels playoff bound.
Definitely playoff bound.
You know,
question.
I mean, that's already a good moment for them.
Yeah, and that's half the battle. Get to the playoffs, see where it goes. There's a lot of landmines, man. I mean, it is just a loaded conference. But at least J.J. Watt didn't go to some basement dwelling, we're not as good as the other teams in our division team. This is the best team in the toughest division in football.
Yeah.
And Arizona just
at least
definitely
didn't go
to
the Steelers.
Right, exactly. He'd be mired in mediocrity with celebrating wins against
Geno Smith led Seahawks.
Geno Smith Seahawks, right, exactly. I was trying to think of his name and I'm glad you saved me there. I forgot who was the starter of the Seahawks.
Didn't At least they almost beat him. At least the Steelers can still beat Geno.
Right, that's right. They could still beat Geno is right. All right, the bottom five when we come back as Wake Up Call continues on Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Their professional parts people will test your battery for free. Superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. All right, this is the worst of the worst in the National Football League as we go up from 28 all the way to 32. 28. They didn't play, so they couldn't disappoint me anymore. But this is where I put the Jets. The Jets had an impressive win against Tennessee, but that's really it. I don't know if Robert Saleh is going to be a good coach, and I don't know if Zach Wilson is going to be a good quarterback. But I feel like they're better than the other four teams that I've put on this list. So I had to have somebody to start out with. So why not the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets? Sorry, Jake.
No, don't be sorry. This is where I had the Jets as well.
Yeah.
It's almost like you didn't want to punish them because they were on a bye.
Right.
So it was almost like, I think I rewarded them because I think I moved them up a few notches because the teams that did play this weekend were a lot worse.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's the Jets. I mean, they've only had one first half touchdown this season.
No.
Before they got, what was it in London? Matt Ryan and the Falcons got 14 first downs before they got one. There's a big issue on offense. And I don't know if it's Robert Saleh's play calling or whoever's play calling on the offensive line, or if Zach Wilson was, hey, you know what, just another one of those really, really good college quarterbacks.
I'm telling you right now, Robert Saleh has been under the radar in terms of national scrutiny because he certainly hasn't been getting it like Urban Meyer has been getting it. But
it's kind of
creeping in a little bit.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think if Urban Meyer wasn't Urban Meyer, if there was a head coach of Jacksonville that, didn't do this to to himself.
Right.
I think, you know, we wouldn't be giving the Jacksonville head coach a lot of scrutiny either. Because I think we're looking at both these guys. I mean, both of them came in at the same time. Both of them are dealing with brand new situations. They're rebuilding a team. They're dealing with rookie quarterbacks who need to cut their teeth in this league. It's just that Urban Meyer does things that, you know, bring it on him. And we came in with a foul taste with Urban Meyer anyways.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. It's Robert Saleh is the guy that's like, he's the good assistant, great assistant that is looking to that next step up. Congratulations to him. Worked hard. Got, did a great job in San Francisco. Now gets a head coach job. Urban Meyer was like, all right, I'll grace you peasants with my presence again with by gunning back into coaching, this time at the NFL level. And I think we treat these guys completely different.
Yep.
All right, but number 29 on my list is Urban's team, Jacksonville. Well done, Jags, winning on the road against Miami. Miami deserves some more scrutiny for the crappy play of late. Jacksonville is still a bad team, don't get me wrong, but I did say yesterday that it was actually brilliant, that play, that fourth down throw that they made on third down in a tie game, fourth down that they made to get the first down to set up the game-winning field goal, was really brilliant. And it was the ability of Trevor Lawrence to get a quick pass off and their ability to get a timeout called quickly gave them more yards to kick the field goal. So hats off to them. But you still stink. That's why you're 29.
Yep. No, you know what? I had the Jaguars here as well because they were my bottom team last week, and they've been my bottom team the last couple of weeks. And now, you know, hey, you get a nice win. It was ugly, but a win's a win nonetheless. And this is how you get moved out of the top five. You're getting closer, or bottom five.
Get
closer, Jacksonville. Get another one out there.
Yeah, get another win, and then you might be out of the bottom five because there's other crappy teams.
There's a lot more.
There's a couple I didn't keep on. Yeah,
exactly.
Me too.
Took off my list.
Exactly.
So Jacksonville, good on you. That was, you know, look at it this way. Trevor Lawrence is undefeated in London.
I know, right? That's his home territory now. That's
his home
place.
Territory.
Number 30 on my list. This is where I put the Giants. Now, there are a little bit of here. No Saquon Barkley. Kenny Golladay was out. Daniel Jones was returning from a concussion. Other than that, they got spanked by the LA Rams. I mean, destroyed. This wasn't close. It wasn't even, like, close in the beginning and got away from them. They were absolutely blown out of MetLife Stadium. Salvaged a few points here, but Joe Judge has got a disaster, absolute disaster. The general manager is bad. The head coach is bad. The team is bad. The quarterback is bad. This might be blow it up completely and restart from scratch with everything if you're the Maras. That might be where the Giants are heading because it is not getting good. It is not getting better. Despite what Joe Judge says, it is looking really awful.
See, I don't have the Giants in my bottom five, but I do have a similar storyline.
Okay.
And basically, everything you just said, all you got to do is switch Giants out with Dolphins.
You know what? I wanted so badly to put the Dolphins in the bottom five, and I should have.
The Dolphins, all they had to do was just, you know, go to London, win. Tua, this is your coming out year. This is the year you're supposed to prove that you're an NFL quarterback, and you have not done so yet. You had a pass that might have been the ugliest one in NFL history. I'm not 100% sure because I don't know who you were throwing it to, except there was a Jacksonville Jaguar player who almost looked shocked. I wouldn't have blamed him for not catching that interception.
Oh, I know.
Because you don't expect a ball to be thrown to you when you're on defense. And that's exactly what happened. It was as if he got mixed up with the color uniform and just said, oh, I'm going to throw it to that guy. He's open.
Brian Flores threw his headset down. Like, I can't believe I just lost
to this team. It was a Gronk spike.
I cannot believe I just lost to this team. And my season is now in the toilet. We're 1-5.
Yep.
We stink. We were supposed to be competitive. Like, are we building a championship team? We gave away all of our picks. Jared Dubin said yesterday, right now, they're going to give the Philadelphia Eagles the number 2 pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Right now.
Number 2.
Unbelievable. Oh, what a joke. But you're right. I wanted so bad to put them on. Miami, I'm coming for you next week and because you're playing Atlanta. So I'm coming for you.
Yeah, that's another one. You better show up. If not, you know, just... I mean, I'm curious, though, is Flores on the hot seat?
Could be. This was a really make-or-break kind of season.
I know, but I mean, I really feel...
A lot of things are going against him.
I really feel like it's like Flores gets us would get a pass.
I think you could give him a second chance to get over this.
Or do you bench Tua now? and just go, you know what, I want to win some games. I got to go with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That could change. Absolutely.
I feel really bad for Tua. I like Tua.
I do too.
Don't see it happening.
Wrong situation. Wrong situation. He's not in a building thing. It was a team that was already being built. 31, this is where I put Houston, but I don't know. I yell at the Giants for getting paid by the Rams to participate in a football game. That's exactly what the Texans should have got from the Indianapolis Colts. They should have gotten paid. Like, hey, here's $1 million to build a new rec center. Here's to increase your dining plan. Like, some monetary transaction should have taken place between the Colts and the Texans, because they got smoked too this weekend, and they've lost five in a row.
No, I'm with you. I'll talk about them in a second. Number 31 for me is the Lions.
Lions? Yeah, okay.
Yes, I know the Lions haven't won a game.
Yeah.
What I think I'm most upset about with the Lions is that you and I both on Friday said, I think this is a game that they will win.
I took my medicine Monday. I said, I was so excited for this game that I thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to pull it out. I thought, don't sleep on this Lions team. They're like, coaches in tears. The team is playing hard.
Yeah.
Nah, not at all.
Yeah, so 31, 31 for me was the Lions.
Yeah.
32 was Lions for you?
Yeah, Lions for
me. Yeah, 32 for me was the Texans.
Okay.
Only because of this one stat. You ready for it?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
They've lost five straight. They've been outscored 71-3 in their last two road games.
Ugh.
71-3.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. We all were ready to say David Coley is a revelation at the beginning of the season with week one win against the Jaguars.
Not really. Oh, my goodness. All right. Wilson Alexander from Baton Rouge is going to join us next. We'll talk at Orgeron.